This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Priestess. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. I first and foremost want to say thank you for your love and support, and thank you for the holiday love, and thank you for the well wishes. I pray that your holiday was blessed, and that your holiday was filled with blessings and love. My holiday season was great. It was great. I'm grateful to have had one of my best friends come up and visit me. And I'm just excited about being able to have found love in 2023 and have her celebrate Christmas with me and my bestie. I also got to see another one of my good friends. And one of the great things was I already had gotten an early Christmas present by my uncle and his friend visiting me. And that was a big blessing for me because I hadn't seen my uncle since Christmas of 2021. And since me, you know, going further in my transition and getting facial femme and preparing for that, it was a sort of a strain. And I'm grateful that now we've reconnected and we're doing the work. Now on Christmas Day, I didn't do a whole lot. I actually rested while everyone else went with their families. I was still with family. Chosen family is family, but I was still with my family. And plus, we had all been socializing Friday through Saturday. So Christmas Eve, I actually just spent the day resting. And I had company over, of course. Was a little thotty body. But I really just relaxed. And the same thing on Christmas, like Christmas Day, I rested. I let my friends do them. I was like, y'all, I'm staying at the house. I need to rest because I had to go back to work the very next day, which I thought was a travesty. We could have at least had the day after Christmas off. I'm just saying. Now, before I go further in this podcast episode, I do want to tell y'all that if you're going to watch the YouTube video, yeah, I have on a little black scarf for those that are watching, covering up my, unclothed body because like I'm sitting in my room with this on. So I'm considering this a naked vlog. And while y'all are here, hit that subscribe or follow button, leave a comment on wherever you're listening and are partaking of this work of art, this episode on. That helps with engagement. And I want y'all to hit me up below, if you've made it this far, with the password pineapple. That lets me know that y'all are watching. Now, other than the holidays, I really started preparing for 2024. I don't really celebrate Christmas as I'm no longer Christian, so I more so celebrate Yule, winter solstice, and Kwanzaa. So I did celebrate those according to, you know, to the traditions and engrafting my own traditions. And that's what made the holidays special for me. But that was also dedication to preparing for 2024. 2024 is the new year, but same me. And when I say new year, same me, I don't believe in this new year, new me thing. To me, that's a whole bunch of crock. That's a bunch of bullshit. But for me, 2024 represents going further and completing even more goals for myself. I'm not going to tell all of my goals, but one, my goal for 2024 is to complete my treatment for laser hair removal. I've had facial femme, and I want to go a step further in affirming my gender and getting lasered, because the girl needs that. And I also want to get some skin things done concerning where I've had real bad acne back in the day. Really taking care of me. But my goal is also to grow my podcast and my social media presence. At one time, I was doing the damn thing. I was going far. However, due to life changes, I had to step back and really dedicate time to my transition. And now that I'm more settled in my transition, settled in my womanhood, and I have completed a major part of my gender affirming care, I'm able to focus and really stand on my authenticity. And my goal for 2024 is to continue to bring you all authentic content. I struggled with making content because I was listening to too many people. I had too many people in my ears. I had a pastor that I sat under, and he recommended me to be more authentic. And when I was doing me and being authentic to myself, it was an issue. And I'm guessing because it wasn't to his liking or his benefit. Well, maybe I'm not the social media creative for you, although you're my former leader now. He was my pastor at the time. Maybe you're not the audience I'm trying to reach. And right now, I'm living authentically so I can attract an authentic audience. Because even if I don't grow to a million views, I know that I'm doing the work. Now, I'm manifesting some goals. I put some things down that I need to happen. It's going to happen. And how you all can help me grow is if you like a post, follow, share. If you feel like someone could benefit from conversations with the priestess, tell them, girl, go have a conversation with the priestess. She got some insight for you. My intentions for 2024 is also to really enhance my music career. Music is a passion of mine, and I know y'all see some of the music videos. My goal for 2024 is to really hone my music production skills and my music mixing skills. And I've started, along with those music production skills, I've also revisited my piano lessons from way back when, refreshing myself with the keys, because for so long I've had to, you know, do nothing but basically church music. And even when I started breaking away from the church, it was a culture shock for me because I lost my passion for music while serving in Christianity. And now that I'm deconstructing from Christianity, I have just regained that passion for music and writing what the freak I want to write. I'm not worried about people's criticisms or what other people think. This is my journey. This is my autonomy. I have to be authentic to myself in 2024. That's how everything else is going to line up. I tell people, and I want to thank the Queen of Shade for bringing this sermon. She said, in so many words, and I'm paraphrasing, what you desire cannot come unless you're authentic to yourself. You can play in the makeup and hair, the costume that everybody in their opinion wants, but unless you're being authentic to yourself, it's not going to work. And if you want things to work, you got to be real with yourself. You have to be real with your emotions. You have to be real with how you feel about the work that you do. And I've been in the place to where I'm not beating myself up, but I'm critiquing the work so that I can make it better. I'm critiquing my videos. I'm critiquing how I carry out the conversation that I have with y'all, because I want to make sure that we're all fed. So in 2024, it's really enhancing what I already have and growing. I'm not only just social media wise, but spiritually, I'm wanting to reconnect with myself spiritually. Over the course of the last year and a half, since I've left Christianity, I have dibbled and dabbled in tarot, and I want to study other spiritual practices. And I recognize that as I go on the spiritual journey, it's going to take a lot of undoing of years of indoctrination, because I spent over 30 something years in religion. And it's going to take doing the work to undo that. And I'm grateful that I had already started undoing a lot of indoctrination in like 2010, when I had the first time I left religion. And I as I grow spiritually, I'm also learning who I am outside of spirituality. I have really learned who I am outside of spirituality and outside of making content, of course. And I will say again, I've had time to really sit and ponder some things, put together things, especially during my time of recovery from facial feminization in September. And spiritually, I had some great spiritual experiences. I'm going to talk about them very soon. I'm going to talk about them. But I had some great spiritual experiences. I also came to some realizations in my recovery. So 2024 is about reconnecting with myself spiritually, but also is reconnecting with myself fully. I'm not disconnected from myself, but I've just undergone a major piece of my gender-affirming care with facial fem. And it's an adjustment process. And I'm going to do a separate video about adjusting to things after facial feminization. But 2024, I have great things planned, not only for myself spiritually, but also financially. I'm making sure that I handle my money better in 2024. Sometimes we make quite wild decisions with our finances, but this year I really want to manage my money better, and I do want to look into investing as well, really studying, because I already have multiple streams of income, but again, I want to grow what I already have, because I have things that I want to do within community, and music is what I want to contribute to the community. And I have ways that I'm going to help along with the music. Again, can't tell you everything, but I'm grateful that I've made it to where I am now in life. And I'm grateful because it could have been so many different ways. And I'm just grateful. And I look back on 2022, I never in my life thought that I would have been homeless. And I'm able to say that 2023, I was housed, employed, and I had everything that I needed. Not just material things, but even in relationships, friendships. I found love this year. I've grown so much emotionally. I'm in a great place in my mental health. I've written some awesome songs, but also I've met new people. I've made new friends. And I've discovered how much of a connector, if you know what I mean, that I am. So I'm going to quit ranting and talking. thank y'all again for tuning into this episode of Conversations with the Priestess. I'm out. Y'all live, love, and be free. Happy 2024, and may your 2024 be bright and prosperous. Comment on wherever you're listening or watching this episode. Comment. Let me know what some of your goals are for 2024, no matter how big or small. And if you've already accomplished them, share and tell me, what did 2023 teach you? I'm out. Live, love, and be free. Smooches.